I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The church has grown faster in Nepal than in almost every other country in the world. But according to Joe Handley of Asian Access, things are changing.
Unfortunately, with the newfound move and pressure from places like India and the government kind of moving in a more restrictive fashion, those freedoms are now being pushed in the opposite direction.
But even as pressure increases, Handley says Christians won't stay silent.
We're not going to stop. No matter what the government does, it won't stop the work of God. And we will continue to obey Christ's command to take the gospel to the ends of our nation and the ends of the earth.
And find out how you can help with the link at missionnews.org. And poverty in Haiti means no power. But for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says solutions to this problem can sometimes do more harm than good.
Without electricity, they are using candles and lanterns. They're using charcoal for cooking. So there's all kinds of open flame when you don't have electricity available to you.
And that's why For Haiti with Love has a nationally known burn clinic.
We will see an average of 130 to 150 burn patients a month, and that's all ages and all different kinds of reasons.
The burn clinic allows For Haiti with Love to minister to the Haitian community. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.